Good evening. My name is Will Abbott. I'm from Holderness, and I'm here tonight speaking on behalf of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. The Forest Society owns and holds conservation easements in Coos County, and we own land in Coos County that are directly impacted by the current proposal for Northern Pass before the Site Evaluation Committee. As we've noted in other forums, we have a legal and ethical responsibility to defend these conservation lands. We also have a long history of protecting scenic views in New Hampshire statewide, and our opposition to Northern Pass is, as proposed, is based in part on the visual scars that the project will cut across 132 miles of the state, including the new proposed corridor in northern Coos County. The current proposal includes burying an underground stretch in Clarksville through land that we own. It also involves burial of over 7 miles along municipal roads in Clarksville and Stewartstown through privately owned lands on which the Forest Society holds conservation easements that prohibit above or below ground transmission lines. Truth be told, Northern Pass is not proposing this 8 miles of burial because you somehow got religion on landscape conservation. Rather, you're proposing this 8 miles of burial because there is no other way to connect the dots for what was originally intended to be an entirely above ground project. The Forest Society has no intention of allowing our Washburn Family Forest in Clarksville to facilitate 132 miles of new overhead lines that would create totally avoidable scars on landscapes. Because the SEC is not authorized to resolve property rights disputes, only the New Hampshire Superior Court can do this, we have filed a petition in Coos County Superior Court to defend our property rights in Clarksville. As Attorney Iacopino noted in his presentation earlier this evening, there are 4 findings the Site Evaluation Committee must make before it can decide whether or not to issue a certificate of site and facility. We have filed a motion to intervene, and we plan to litigate the Northern Pass application as proposed. We believe it fails to meet even the minimum thresholds for 3 of the 4 required findings. And the SEC only needs to find that 1 of these 4 thresholds is not satisfied in order to say no to an application. On the 4th finding, we don't contest that Northern Pass has the financial and technical capability to build what they propose. In fact, as others have suggested this evening, we believe you have the financial and technical capability to do more than what you propose. We believe you have the capacity to bury the line completely. And we think you've taken a good step in the right direction by adopting the HVDC light technology and by acknowledging that burial is possible through the White Mountains. Mr. Quinlan earlier this evening acknowledged the broad public concern about scenic impacts and has said that there is still work to be done in this regard. We heartily agree. The only difference is we think that the way to refine the design is to completely bury it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.